Last Sunday morning, when it became clear that 5th Street in the Oregon District would remain a crime scene all day, one restaurant owner and her staff cooked up all the food they had prepped and more, and invited the neighborhood over to eat and raise money for a hospitalized colleague who was one of the mass shooting victims. Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds filed this report.
Just hours after the mass shooting that killed 9 and injured at least 30, Emily Mendenhall decided to throw a fundraiser. Not some time off in the future, but right then and there. Mendenhall was from a restaurant family with multiple businesses on 5th Street, where the shooting occurred. She runs Lily's Bistro, her brother runs Blind Bob's, and one of the waitresses who works at Blind Bob's, Elena Young, was shot and injured.
We're going to donate all proceeds back to our employee from Blind Bob's, who is in the hospital right now, getting like shrapnel removed from her leg. She's in surgery.
Mendenhall gets choked up talking about what happened.
She was just out trying to have a nice night. Shooter came by. She hit the deck. She got hit. She's in the hospital. We just... I can't. I'm going to cry.
Sorry. No, it's okay.
Hey, it's just like, oh my gosh, all people are trying to do is like decompress and have a fun time. What a thing for someone to be a young woman and then be shot at.
Inside Lily's, there are dozens of people, almost all of them Oregon District business owners, employees, or residents. They're eating comfort food, chicken and waffles, and chocolate treats, and trying to console each other. But outside, the streets are still blocked off by police and fire, and a cleanup crew in white disposable bodysuits is hosing down the sidewalks. To get into the fundraiser, attendees have to be escorted through the crime scene by police. Josh Weston is a waiter at Lily's. He says he grew up in Springfield, in the same neighborhood as Monica Story Brickhouse, who was killed in the shooting a few hours before.
I've seen her in church. I've seen her in the community. Very nice lady, very funny. I can just picture her just probably just standing in line waiting to go to Ned's.
Weston says he left 5th Street shortly before the shooting, but he learned about it through a text from Mendenhall. And then the text kept coming in from friends who were in the Oregon District.
Someone sent me a picture and there's just people laying all up and down the sidewalk. So I just deleted the picture because I'm down here too much to constantly be reminded of that image of 5, 6, 7, 8 people just piled up.
Amelia O'Dowd owns a hat store called Brim on 5th, right across the street from the scene of the shooting. But today, she's bussing tables at the benefit.
Because somebody needs to do it, and it's what they would do for me, so it's what I do for them.
O'Dowd says there are images from the shooting that will stick with her. Like when she went to check on her store and saw the crime scene across the street.
The whole sidewalk was covered in those little yellow number placards that they use for crime scenes for bullet casings. And there were just hundreds of them on the ground.
Everyone at the benefit says they're shocked by the number of bullets fired and the number of people killed and injured, especially as the police were nearby and killed the shooter within a minute of him opening fire. Emily Mendenhall, who is hosting the fundraiser, says it makes her livid.
I love shooting guns, right? Like, I actually really love shooting guns. But I don't think there's any way that a person should be able to kill 9 people in 24 seconds. That is 100% not okay with me.
And just as quickly as the fundraiser was set up, it starts to close down. The streets are reopening, and everyone at Lily's wants to walk about 50 feet down 5th Street to the stage being built under the big Oregon sign that welcomes newcomers to the neighborhood. They're headed to the first of many vigils and memorials in the weeks to come. For WYSO News, I'm Jason Reynolds.
Alana Young, the Blind Bob's waitress who was injured in the mass shooting, posted on Facebook that she is at home resting now, though the doctors were not able to get all of the shrapnel out of her leg. For more information on how to donate to charitable causes in the wake of the Oregon District shooting, please visit our website at wyso.org.